everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Feedlot Country, quiet as a church library today, neither bids nor asking prices well-defined. The listless corn trade about a penny lower, and the stock market's lower today as well, with the Dow Jones off 55 points and the NASDAQ down by 35. In live cattle, contracts were generally 35 to 155 lower, thanks to long liquidation and pre-cash profit-taking. Recent contract highs represent overhead chart resistance. In feeder cattle, issues were 20 to 100 points lower today, checked by profit-taking and defensiveness in the live cattle market. Feeders, like their live counterparts, seem ready for a rest given the size of the October rally. Grain futures slumped slightly today in overnight trading as focus began to sharpen on Thursday's updates to the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate reports. Ahead of that report, grain markets have been digesting several pieces of information, including a faster U.S. harvest progress, slower than normal planting pace in Brazil, and mixed U.S. yield expectations. Corn prices felt the pressure ahead of Thursday's WASDE reports. Industry analysts expect average yield expectation could rise from 171.8 bushels per acre in October to 172.4 bushels per acre in November. That would raise total U.S. production from 14.28 billion bushels up to almost 14.33 billion bushels. Soybeans were down slightly in overnight trading, but kept an eye on markets today as China pledged to import more U.S. soybeans during President Donald Trump's Beijing visit earlier this week. China's soybean buyers could sign a letter of intent with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, committing to an undisclosed amount of U.S. soybeans. Wheat prices continued to feel the pressure of large global supplies, compounded by improving winter wheat conditions in the U.S. Yields are believed to range between 47.3 bushels per acre to 50.6 bushels per acre, in line with the 2016-17 crop. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.